You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It takes a village.
Indeed.
That OKC village has done a fantastic job. One of the best jobs we've seen in recent memory.
I'd love to see. Man, this guy's big. I'm fascinated. I want to meet Vince Rosman. I want to meet the Vice President of Identification and Intelligence. He spent 16 years with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wow. When was he with the Sixers?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Basketball Reference needs to have that.
He was assistant general manager in his last season. I've never heard of this guy, but he's terrific.
He's killing it.
He is terrific. All right, enough of this. This is funny, and I'm glad that we landed on Alvin's official title, Vice President Basketball. And this is what I love. The new thing isn't to say Vice President of. It's Vice President, apostrophe, Basketball Engagement. Vice President, Player Personnel.
See, I learned a lot from the NBA now. I got to figure out what is, we talked about this a little bit a second ago, but what is our title? Like, our title right now would be Vice President of Communication.
Sports Communications. Vice President Athletic Communications.
Athletic and Entertainment
Communications. Oh, hey. Well, wouldn't we just be Sports Entertainment?
Well, no, because we do more than sports.
Well, Sports Entertainment. We're WWE, pal. We make movies.
That's right.
We're Vice President.
What sounds more prestigious? Sports or athletics?
I feel like athletics does.
I do too.
Vice President
of Athletics and Entertainment.
No,
oh, Vice President Athletics Entertainment.
That's it. Bro, we need to put that on our email signatures in the company.
I'm just changing it now.
We need to put that. Jesse, I know you probably have never sent a company email before, but you need to be Vice President apostrophe D'Lo and Kate. No. Scratch that. Vice President apostrophe ESPN Sacramento.
I'm on it.
There we go. We're going to be getting
anybody else want a vice president title?
We're going to be getting government jobs.
It's going to be so sick. I only email you guys, too.
That's right. All right, that's it. I can't even get into our Instagram account, for God's sake, and I'm getting ready to tell these people I'm a vice president. We are now, we got to let James and Kyle know, too, we are now operating under the Oklahoma City Thunder
that's
system.
That's how you win.
Vice President Athletics and Entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Athletics and Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Communications.
Yep. Vice President Athletics, Entertainment. I think we leave communications out.
Okay.
We just say athletics and entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to send a company-wide email with the new signature that just
address
says, hi, everyone.
Us as such.
You address me as this moving forward, or don't address me at all.
They'll be like, when did we address you to begin with?
Well,
who the hell are these guys?
Did our system get hacked again?
Is this one of those trick emails they said that you're not supposed to open?
Jonathan! We're getting.
I'm not going to lie. I opened one of those last week.
Oh,
I heard that. Well, I heard somebody else did too. I think I did. No, because this like happened on my personal side.
This was like the first time ever, too. I was like, I never open these little emails or whatever. Because you always, like, it was part of the ones that we always get or whatever. Like, let me open this. And I was like, I got you.
Bro, they did it kind of dirty, too, because it was like, hey, it was damn near like, Aaron Miller sends this email. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to open it. Mm-hmm. You're like, we see that you opened a hack email. Bro, it's the boss.
It was a company trick?
Yeah. Now I got a training I got to do now. Now I'm the big dummy.
Hold on. You have to do training because you opened that email?
Yes. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
No, you open it and it's like this, though. Ha-ha, we got you. Blah, blah, blah. This was a trick.
Do you want to say the company? Because the other person, he told me the company. What, do you want to say what company was yours?
It was the retirement one, I think.
Yeah. Vanguard.
Yeah.
They was like, Vanguard sent you something. Yeah, you're gonna open it up. What are you talking about?
Oh, so they got you too. It was both of us.
They didn't get me.
Oh, it was just me.
No, they didn't get me.
Damn it.
It was the other person though. Oh, that's what it was.
Shout out to that person though.
I don't think they sent me one, so I'm on the lookout for one now.
I don't even know who to trust at this point.
Unless it's a script, I'm deleting 90% of the emails that come.
I'm not going to lie. The email I did click on to looked kind of fishy. Like,
So you clicked on it anyways?
Win a new retirement plan here at Vanguard.
Told me it was important.
Let me see what they're talking about.
Look at Cole got too. Yeah, I had to take an online course also. Man. Hey, I'd expect KC to get caught. How many times has KC been chatty house? Man, but you?
I'm learning.
It said retirement. It said it was important. I was like, all right, well, I don't ever click these really. Let me go ahead and click this one.
That one's understandable. That's all I know. That's unfair. They shouldn't do that one.
Yeah, because all I know is how much money they take out of my check at this point. I thought something changed.
I just noticed my email is linked. Oh, this is so weird.
Wait, what?
There's an account called... It looks a few years old, so we just talking. Oh, man. I bet you have one, too, and you'll find out why in a second. The email is SAC Diversity.
I probably do.
Are you on your company account? Because I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now in front of everybody. You have your logo in the upper right-hand corner.
Uh-huh.
Click on it. Are you linked to something called SAC Diversity?
Not that I can see.
Okay. All right. Good
Why?
For you.
Where would that be? Would that be in like in the other accounts?
Does it say hi, KC or hi, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It just says SAC Diversity at the email.
That's what it says on your at the top?
Wasn't it like an old group?
I don't know. That group died years ago.
That's what I mean. Wasn't it that group or something?
DEI lasted as long as Black Lives Matter did.
It died when Kim left.
It died well before Kim left. Stop it.
A lot died
Stop
when Kim
it.
Left.
Look, listen, all of these companies meant well. But in the end, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what diversity, equity, and inclusion was.
Yeah.
They tried, but they were like, hey, what do we do here? I was a part of the group that launched in this company.
Mm.
And I asked, they pretty much asked me to stop coming to the meetings.
Oh, no.
I kept asking, what are we doing? What is the point of this? Like, what are we trying to execute? You guys are just like, you're just like sharing your sadness about the state of the world. What are we trying to accomplish here?
Like, D-Lo, it's not that serious. We're all just supposed to bring lunch.
No, I
bring lunch and meet up once a week, okay?
Pretty much got a call that was like, hey, maybe your energy would be better.
You got kicked
it's
out
not
of the,
your energy.
You got kicked out of the Finer Things Club?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Pretty much.
Casey didn't get that one.
Pretty
they
much.
They just removed me completely.
They just
and
removed
everybody.
It was, removed everybody.
Yeah, Kim was there. Like I said, I guess it's one of the times it died. The final nail in the coffin.
The final nail in the just went away. Didn't even get a proper goodbye or nothing. Okay, here's the other problem. Someone's going to have to show me how to change my email signature because I don't know how.
I did before, and it doesn't...
I did too, but have no idea how I did it.
Yeah, I need to redo my signature.
Can some office person help us? We don't know how to do it.
Jonathan, if you're listening out there.
Jonathan is not listening to us. We're the only station that doesn't play over the loudspeaker.
No, that's real. That's true.
And I can't remember.
I get that, I guess, because they won't be, I don't know.
I don't remember if it had something to do with AM, FM, HD or not. I can't remember why. I feel like Jonathan told me.
We're on FM.
Well, we are 98.5 FM HD2. And if you have an HD radio, that's where you should listen to us.
Yeah,
we sound phenomenal over there. Like, we sound absolutely incredible on 98.5 FM HD2.
Mm.
So about Devin Carter.
Devin, do work out there, big dog. The question was, who do you want to see the most or who are you looking forward to the most? Devin's not the most, but I am interested in Devin Carter and how he performs.
So
I do want to see what he looks like with just time under his belt. Like, not like even last year, even when he started to play better in the second stint with the Kings, he was still like behind the eight ball. He was still coming off of surgery. He was still not having a training camp. For all that we know, he's been healthy and working out for the better part of, what, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing. Going into the season last year, he didn't have an opportunity to work on his game
because mm-hmm.
he was hurt.
No,
I just wonder if that will translate to him looking better on the court or looking like a different player on the court.
So here's my question. Mm-hmm. If he does, how does he stand out in a position group that at least right now features Malik Monk, mm-hmm. DeMar DeRozan, Dennis Schroeder, Keon Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like... One, can he with that group, can he? And two, how? I mean, I think the how is defense. Yeah. He would have to be a extremely high level defender who perhaps can hit shots or maybe create better or can score in some way, shape, or form better than Keon Ellis can.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think you're.
But he probably can't jump anyone else.
He can't. Well, okay.
What?
So here's the deal. I don't think he can jump anyone else, but if he shows something, it could lead to urgency. Might not be the right word, but it could lead to like, all right, yeah, we definitely can move on from Malik now.
I don't think that's it though. I don't think there's hesitancy in moving on from Malik Monk.
You're right. I agree with you. I agree with you.
But again, we're not advocating for them to trade. It's not F Malik, trade him. It's not right. That. It's those damn tea leaves that KC keeps putting in front of us. Leaves. Where it's like, all right.
Do you think that they can be, it's possible, they could be more comfortable moving on from Malik if they see something from Devin Carter?
I could.
Or are they not related at all?
I don't think they're related because I was going to say I could absolutely be wrong, but I think they're comfortable in moving him right now. I think they'd be comfortable in doing that. I don't think there's a sense of urgency to do it, but I think they would be comfortable in making that move.
Yeah.
We'll come back. That position group is just so. I'll ask this. Is there an odd man out in that position group? Is it Devin Carter? Is it Keon Ellis? Is it Malik? Is it someone else? We'll talk about that. The NBA Cup's announced. KC says we're going back to the playoffs. That's great. CeeLo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Also, we're open the phone lines for you. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. CeeLo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atmosphere. We talk, okay. If there's a cool car, okay, Eubanks, DeRozan, Clifford, Monk, Carter. Am I seeing this right? Sabonis, Max, Murray, Ellis. Where the hell is Zach LaVine?
Yeah, you might have forgot.
We just not playing Zach LaVine?
This is getting out of control. All right. I know y'all don't like his contract.
Wait a minute, Atmosphere. So I asked the question before the commercial break. Boy, did we get some suggestions. I asked who the odd man out in that guard group is with, or is there an odd man out with Devin, Malik, DeMar, Keon, and Dennis Schroeder. And Atmosphere says on YouTube.com/ESPN1320, please go subscribe there. Even if you can't watch the show live, go check out some of the shorts and videos we have. I think we also have got some exclusive non-air content coming to the YouTube channel here pretty soon. But if DeRozan is cool coming off the bench, I could see Eubanks, DeRozan, Neek, Monk, Carter in the second unit with Sabonis, Max, Murray, Ellis, Schroeder as the starters, and I guess Zach is just gone. I guess Zach LaVine is just sitting over there like Alex Len. Like Kevin Herter if Mike Brown was still here.
I just think people do a little too much with trying to get DeMar DeRozan out of the starting lineup.
Oh, okay, here it is. Atmosphere said LaVine on the train to the Shanghai
Damn.
Sharks.
Damn. That's Jesus, crazy. Man. That's y'all wild with that, man. Y'all wild with the way you guys look at LaVine and DeRozan. People talk about how DeRozan wasn't a good fit. Now, if you want to say like defensively, it was a problem. And he's not a great defender. Absolutely, I get that. But they were, and there's more to the game, more to the numbers, I understand, but they were 10th in the league in scoring. It was a top 10 points per game team at 115 a night. Even if there's more to the scoring, like, offense wasn't the problem. So when you talk about fit, you have to be talking about defensively, because offensively, there wasn't that much of a problem. I don't think if you put in somebody else in DeRozan's spot, put in Keon Ellis or whatever, that they're more efficient on the offensive end. If you think there'll be a better defensive team, I can understand that. But a lot of times, that's not what you guys are talking about. You're talking about fit, he's a ball stopper, all this other stuff. So let's not change the conversation that's been had for months now. They were top 10 points per game team in the league with DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
I don't know if fit offensively was that big of as much of a deal as you guys are trying to make it out to be. That's just my thought.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of more in your camp as it pertains to DeMar DeRozan. I'm a little bit more in between as it pertains to Zach LaVine, and it's not a question of whether Zach LaVine is a good basketball player or not. I don't question that. It feels like this group, it feels like DeMar is DeMar. Like, mm-hmm. He's done what he's done for his entire career. It feels like the rest of the group, maybe LaVine, maybe Keegan, maybe, and certainly this seems to be the case with Domas, it feels like this group is made up of a bunch of guys who need the perfect group around them, or it might not work. And I don't know if this group is perfect for each other. I don't know how good of a basketball player you could be if everything around you has to be flawless. There has to be a certain point where this is your basketball team. Y'all got to figure it out. And I'm kind of at that point with Domantas Sabonis. I get, hey, Keegan needs this. Domas needs that. Well, this is what you have. You get paid $40-some-odd million. You were the fourth overall pick in the draft. At some point, y'all got to do something. You can bitch and complain and roll your eyes about the Sacramento Kings all you want to. But the only one who's ultimately going to lose out of that is you.
Right.
Because I absolutely believe Domantas Sabonis is underappreciated in the league. He is very, very good. And he doesn't get the recognition for that. I also believe both things can be true. He is frustrating as hell sometimes. There is no player in a Kings uniform that more often those that, sorry, that was visual for the audience. That he's just throwing his hand, like looking around, like, bro, you just turned the ball over. We've said it repeatedly, that play-in game died. After, was it four straight possessions?
You ran the offense through him. You gave him the ball, and that was it.
He took a shot late in the shot clock, got mad at everybody else for it, turned the ball over twice, and I think missed a shot on the fourth one. The Mavericks scored on all four of those possessions, and you can't convince me they didn't hit a couple three-pointers and four-pointers in there, because it just immediately felt like this game's over.
Mm-hmm.
We just lost another playing game at home. Or we just lost a playing game at home.
Yep.
All right. And it felt like they never, but at the same time, he's there. His hands are throwing up. Everyone's bitching and complaining about what DeMar DeRozan is doing. Meanwhile, that sequence shook Domas, and he was ass the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it very much was, and this is where I agree with you sometimes. Oh, DeMar did this, DeMar did that. No one else was doing it. All right, someone's got to score. So he'd go try to score.
Yeah.
That game was a disaster, and it. If you hated DeMar DeRozan, it highlighted why. If you disliked Domantas Sabonis, it highlighted why. It highlighted every fault. The lack of a point guard highlighted in that game. First damn thing said after the game. Oh, we didn't have a point guard. All right, man, you haven't had one since February, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But cool. All right. Like, at some point, y'all got to, and I'm hoping that point is now. y'all got to figure this out together.
And that's everything you said was spot on.
And I'm absolutely not moving DeMar DeRozan to the bench. No. Unless I have a player who is clearly better than him, and I do not believe that the Sacramento Kings do, I'm not doing that.
No. People have their reasons for wanting to do that, and that's fine. I just disagree. I'm not interested in that. The Kings have an issue or have had an issue with some of the things that you just laid out. And this is what I really hope Scott Perry and now a full-time Doug Christie with a full staff can help out with and can change. I think that this franchise has too much of pointing a finger and looking to blame others for your lack of production. Sabonis, Keegan Murray. I mean, we talk about it. I love James. That's my dog. But Sabonis and Keegan are never called to take responsibility for their poor play.
Yeah.
It's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. And that's what has trickled down all throughout that organization, I feel, is they're always looking to blame somebody else for not getting the job done, regardless of what's around you. I'm not saying that you're supposed to do it with a bunch of G Leaguers, but you don't have a bunch of G Leaguers. So we don't even need to make that false equivalent here. You have established NBA players who are really good and have shown that they can be really good on a number of different occasions. Figure out a way to work with those guys and become a better team, a better overall team. I'm willing to give a lot of those guys a little bit of a pass off of what happened last year, because we talked about it a number of different times, how crazy last year was. Yeah. I haven't been in the NBA, but I've been on teams that, like teams, not a franchise, but the actual team, and what was going on that particular season was chaotic and just a complete mess. That's tough to deal with. So, like I said, I've experienced it on a small scale, so I'm not going to tell these guys just go out there and play. Like, it is tough to deal with. But now, hopefully, you're going to be going into this season with a much better foundation, much better structure, and you can focus on being the best basketball team that you can be and not looking for excuses or reason why you can't. And I hope they are. I don't know if that's how these guys are approaching it or not. I hope they are. I hope they're looking at this as an opportunity to prove a lot of people wrong. If you're Sabonis, if you're Keegan, if you're DeMar, if you're Zach LaVine, you know, if you're Doug Christie, prove a lot of these people wrong that don't have a lot of belief in what you're able to do.
And stop looking to pass the buck on to the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get the Sacramento Kings are an extremely flawed franchise, and you can say whatever you want to about the way the front office is run. You can say whatever you want to about the ownership. You can say whatever you want to about the organization, and everyone who leaves does. Mm-hmm. It's normally the first thing that they do. But at some point, your play on the floor, you've got to take accountability for that.
Right.
Mike Brown is not a bad basketball coach. If you couldn't play for him, that's on you. DeMar, Malik, Doma, whoever didn't want to play for him, that's on you. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Doug is a good coach yet or not. I believe he will be. I believe that he is. I believe he's going to be significantly better than he was last year. I believe he learned a lot last season, as you pointed out regularly. He had to coach most of that damn season by himself. Y'all got to decide if you're going to play or not. And, you know, continuously blaming the franchise for things that you did is weak. This team's got to build a contender. Mm-hmm. They got to, or you know, that you've got to build a competitive team. That's on the front office. But all of this other stuff about, oh, this guy doesn't match this guy. All right, man. All right.
Yeah. And
so don't shoot for the last 2.5 quarters of a playing game,
right?
Because your ass turned the ball over 4 times in a row.
Right. And I think that's what Scott Perry is looking for the most. He's looking for guys, and Doug Christie as well. I think this is where they kind of, one of the places where they agreed on their philosophy of team building, roster building, and playing the game, is We need people that are, Scott said it the other day, I'm not worried about what we don't have and why we can't get it done. I'm worried about trying to figure out how we can get it done with what we have. And some people may think that's fool's gold, may think that's, you know, pie in the sky or whatever, but that's how they approach a life, basketball. All that. This is what we have. How can we get it done?
Yeah.
Not we can't get it done because we don't have enough of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have that mentality. That's cool. That's cool. And you want
to. I've had that mentality.
Yeah.
It's not a secret. He said it.
In the middle of the season.
Yep.
We need more. All right. And you can debate whether or not he was right or wrong. I'm not here to say that. I'm just saying his mentality and others' mentality was, we can't be good enough because we don't have enough. All right. It showed that that's what you believed and that's how you approach things. So that's why, one of the reasons why I like Scott Perry and like the hire, because of that type of mindset and that thinking to trying to get out here and get a winner.
We'll see, man. Yeah. We'll see. All of this stemmed from the question of if that backcourt was too crowded.
His young brother Clark almost got cut from summer league on the spot. If this didn't go, if this went a different way.
Oh no! Oh, he tried to throw it off the rim. He tried to throw it off the backboard and it hit the rim. Luckily,
and made the shot.
He made the shot, but that ain't going to work.
He was almost cut at the half.
He going to get talked to. That'd be a hell of a viral clip. We have our first in-game roster cut.
He would have done a Mike Singletary to him.
He was
to Vernon Davis.
He was told to leave his jersey on the bench. Wait a minute. He's being escorted out of the Thomas and Mack Center. Yeah, that was tough. He tried to throw it off of the backboard, and it hit between the rim and the backboard, so it didn't come off cleanly. So it came off kind of lopsided, and he just had to reach back, and he couldn't dunk it, but he managed to.
That was close.
That was close.
Young brother Clark, I think he went to UCLA. John Poole's, that's your guy. It was tough.
But the A.
He made it.
Hey, no. That's summer league basketball right there.
Well.
that is summer league basketball. Poor brother wants to crawl into a hole and write it. All he's thankful is, it's 1:30. Thank God it's 1:30.
Though. Everybody watching. Everybody excited.
You know, I mean, TK out there. You know what? Jason Jones is out there.
Jason Jones is out there.
That boy looked like a child.
I think he's like...
He got to be 18.
He might be like 18 and three quarters. I don't even know if he's 19.
Child right there. We're talking about Jeremiah.
Yeah. That is a young kid, and he looks spectacular.
We're getting old, bro. Looking at these...
Look at him.
Bro.
That's a young boy right there.
These kids out here in the league now. We're getting old out here.
Also, you feeling
old.
Oh,
okay. All right, man.
Well, I'm like 12 years old. I can't hang out with you guys now.
You're not 12 years older than him?
If he's like 18 years old, like round up, I'm 11 years old, older.
Wait, how old? You're
20, like 30.
29 at the end of the year.
Oh, man, I thought
you... You think I'm Joe Brazil? You think I'm that young?
Yeah, I thought you were still like 26 or 27.
No, bro.
That reminds me.
By the way, his birthday is October 14th. He's
going to turn 19.
He's eight, boy, 18.
Wow.
He good.
He's really
good. He's good.
It reminds that thought process of like actually putting the years to a number tripped me up the other day, because they were talking about after the Bailey inside the park Homer walk-off for the Giants. Obviously, everybody was talking about Angel Pagan, and that was 2013. That was 12 years ago.
Yeah, bro.
It feels like it was 12 months ago.
2015 was not a couple years ago anymore, bro.
12 years ago is crazy. Damn, bro. And I was like, yeah, my son is 12. Like, yeah. 12
years ago.
That is crazy. I felt like if you would have told me, Like, obviously, I knew it was during the championship years, but I was like, ah, that was probably like 6-7 years ago when Pagan did that. 12 years ago. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Let's see what TC talking about here. 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's good, man? How you doing, man? You good?
Hey, man. I'm all good. Just vibing. Jesse, give me a minute. So I want to get in heavy on this DeRozan and DeMar situation, right?
Same person.
So how I feel about it, right, is one of them, if we keeping them both, right, until we move off them, one of them got to go to the bench, right? So we can't get caught up in the whole.
So hold on. Time out. Because you said DeRozan and DeMar. Do you mean LaVine?
Oh, I'm. Thank you, Kenny.
I just want to make sure everybody knows. I understood, but I'm making sure everybody
Teddy
knows.
Teddy House tearing me up. I know. Yeah. Hey, so, hey, D-Lo, so look, one of them got to go to the bench, bro. We can't get caught up on the Hall of Fame status. Who makes what? This dude's a cool dude. I really like him. So the respect level is Doug having a one-on-one with either one of those guys, if not both, either one. Listen, dude, let's have dinner. I'm going to sit down. This is the best for the team. I'm going to move you to the bench, and this is the guy that's going to be in your position. You still going to get your shots?
No. You're not, TC. You're not going to do that. Who's the guy?
Who's the guy?
You say you can't sit down and say we're going to move you to the bench. Here's the guy that's going to replace you. Who's the guy?
We can go Zach, or we can go DeMar. I don't know.
No. Who is the guy who is replacing one of them?
Who? Oh, on the bench?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Oh, TC, come on, man. No. Come on, TC.
Try again tomorrow.
TC.
Try again tomorrow.
No, you can't. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't do that. Oh, they got to move to the bench. Fine. DeMar got to move to the bench. Fine. Zach got to move to the bench. Fine. Who's starting for him?
My thought, what people would say, move Keon to the two and move Zach LaVine to the three. Or if you're benching LaVine, you put DeRozan at the three.
Give that to me again.
Let's just say, for instance, you bench DeMar.
Okay. So Keon's two, LaVine is three.
And I think it could go either way, too. Like, if you bench LaVine, DeRozan would be the three.
Okay.
Keon the two.
Let's cover this a different way then. Dennis and Keon, is that a backcourt everybody's good with?
That's a good backcourt. Like, that's... They complement each other a little bit. Actually, they would be some dogs on the defensive end.
Yeah, they work on the defensive end.
I think it's fine. I think that's a decent backcourt. I'll ask anybody this, though. Is Dennis and Keon this playoff level backcourt?
Not enough scoring there for me.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean,
I'm not a fan of that backcourt.
Okay.
I think it's good. Like, I think if you have them playing at the same time throughout courses of the game, that's fine. But game one, the first round against OKC, Schroeder and Keon against SGA and Caruso.
And because that's a defensive backcourt, we're going to lock them down, obviously. While potentially scoring 11 points, why they score 30.
You're going to lock down Shea, and he's going to get 25. That's how you do it.
Right. Like, so what's the problem with it being? I guess I don't understand why starting Keon is an upgrade over DeMar when we know Dennis is a good defensive player.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I guess the argument would be.
I'm not suggesting it's a bad backcourt. I'm just asking questions.
The argument would be, I guess now Keegan Murray would get more shots. You'd get
Keegan Murray will get more shots. God. All right. Well, good. Thank God. Thank goodness Keegan Murray's going to get more shots.
The offensive fit would be a lot better.
I can't wait till he shoots 30% and everyone goes, well, that year with DeMar DeRozan in the starting lineup really screwed him, man.
I know. That's what they, that's
literally everybody else's fault.
I know. And like my whole thing is with Keegan, I'm not even asking you to do like other stuff, like create. Just be a crazy knockdown, catch and shoot guy. Be a guy that on these wide open catch and shoot looks, you shooting like for on those particular looks, you shooting 47%. I don't know what he was. Will Z, if you're listening, you can let me know what he was shooting on wide opens. Maybe he was shooting that, but he probably had to work to get there. Because all his numbers this year ended up not being that bad, but he had to work to get there because they were nasty the first mm-hmm. like month and a half. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I said this the other day. I think you were here, so you might have heard it.
Where would I have been?
Well, the Friday.
That day. Yeah.
Like you guys, the hate that people think I have for Keegan is way off. Because once again, I thought Keegan was fine this year.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you guys think Keegan can be a lot more than I think he can be.
I think he can be a little bit more.
Yeah, not you. Let me move the thing from you. I'm going to chatty.
I'm sorry. Well, all right, pal.
Like, I think what he provided was fine. Yeah, maybe a point or two here and there. Maybe he can be a little bit more of an accurate three-point shooter. But for the most part, I think he had a good season. It was a solid season. There wasn't too much wrong. He got off to a really, really slow start, and he played better as the season went along. Thought he had a good – everybody, I think, could be a 19, 20-point-per-game score. No, that's where we disagree. I haven't seen enough to think that that's what he could be in this league. So it's not that I don't like him because I'm the one saying he had a good season, a solid season at least. Everybody else saying, he could do so much more. Maybe everybody else is right. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure of that.
All right.
Will Z on it.
What do we got? Okay.
Keegan shot 42.
Shout out Will for still listening. I wasn't sure that he was, to be honest. I was like, what would Will be listening for?
Keegan shot 42.3% on his wide open threes last year. Wrote a whole article on this too, Kenny. And I think I'm with you. He could be that and be a great player.
Kenny thinks he's cooked. This is all he can be.
I want that percentage at like 47-49% on wide open looks. If you wide open and you Keegan Murray, the way that you can shoot the ball, that's got to be knocked down. 42's, I don't know what the league average is, but it seems
Sounds cool. What's the league average?
It sounds cool, but I want him more like 47-49% wide open looks.
All right, I'll be this conversation is interesting. Michael said, I'm a DeMar LaVine supporter. We have to be honest here. They are pretty bad on defense last year. So the idea is, okay, everybody wants to be better defensively. I understand that. That is the never-ending yellow brick road for the Sacramento Kings, and you're just dying to get to Oz. Just get there and be this team that's better on defense. But remember, be better defensively. You're almost certainly sacrificing something on the offensive end. Okay, if you're comfortable with that, great. But it's a lot like the playing the young guys conversation. How long are you comfortable with that? Are you comfortable with that if for 10 games you score 100 points or average 100 points over 10 games and are 3 of 7 or 4 of 6? You going to stay comfortable with that? Or is it like, man, this league don't score 100 points no more? We need more offense. Then what's the conversation?
Jesse said it perfectly a couple of weeks ago, man. It's 2025, bro. We're not having no Heat Knicks 98 defensive battles. You need to put up 115-120. Like, that's what you need to do. I'm not saying completely abandon defense. You have to abandon defense. You have to be able to stop somebody when it counts. But this whole notion that, like you just brought up, that you can sacrifice offense and be in the 104 range and still, this is 2025, bro. Like, no. no, that's not going to work. If you're going to bring somebody in that's a better defender, he better be able to give you a lot of what you could get on the offensive end for with what you're replacing.
Matt George, I'm sure, will have a lot to say about all of this. He's going to join us coming up at about 3:15. We'll talk more Kings basketball. Also, a surprising proponent for a college football salary cap. We'll have that. I love, did you see the Blake and Chet commercial for Amazon Prime?
No.
Loved it.
No.
Loved it. We'll talk about that because Amazon, they're getting ready to roll out like the with the NBA Cup groups announced, that first commercial announced. We've got broadcast team announced. NBA broadcast could be in a good spot moving forward. We'll talk about that as well. It's dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ask and you shall receive. Will Z said the league average for wide open threes last season. You remember Keegan Murray's number?
42.9, I think he said. 42.9, 42.7, I think.
Kenny demanded more. He said that wasn't good enough on wide open threes. Will Z says the league average on wide open threes last season was 38.9%, and Keegan ranked 60th out of the 208 players with at least 100 wide open three-point attempts.
Okay. That's, once again, what he did wasn't bad. I'd want him in the top 25 of that. I think he can shoot well enough to be in the top 25 of that group. And I don't know what the number would be for that. I don't know if it's 48 or something like that. But 60 clearly isn't bad, but it's, I think he can do better than that. I think he'd be a top 25 in that particular category.
Okay. Well, the Kings are going to need him to be. whatever the reasons were for the slow start to last season, it's got to be behind them. Mm-hmm. Everybody. In fact, any reason that the season didn't go well for a particular player, particular group of players, for whoever, for a collective, that's got to be over. They absolutely have to be better this upcoming season. I'm of the belief that they can. I don't believe Doug Christie's going to be fired midseason. And the funny thing about Domantas Sabonis is, if Domantas Sabonis wants to demand a trade, he can. He's not getting traded. Mm. The market is clear. A player of his caliber who makes upwards of, what, $120 million over the next 3 years? Mm-hmm. Buddy, buy your place in Sacramento. You're here for a while.
Right. Right. I just said.
That sounded like shade. It wasn't. That's about the market. Yeah, it ain't going to be. Don't even.
You're going to have to be here for a while, buddy.
If I'm Domas's agent, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be as good as you can be, because it is not happening.
Notice Prime. Well, my Keegan Murray points is, if he's top 25 in that aspect, he's an all-star. Will Z says Moses Moody was 25th at 45.6%. So that's not an all-star. So you're wrong. And Tyler says, you just explained you have lower expectations. Now you have higher. In one particular area, I do expect him to be better than what he was. Catch and shoot wide open threes. People like Tyler and others think he can be like, I remember they were telling me he could be Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton dribbles more than twice, creates off the dribble, and is a three-level scorer. I don't think Keegan Murray has that type of game. Mm-hmm. But as a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, yeah, I do. And especially wide-open looks, I absolutely think he can be better than what he was last year. And he wasn't even terrible last year. I just think he can improve on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from. That's the expectation I have for him to be better, as a better catch-and-shoot three guy.
NBA Cup groups were announced yesterday. Kings got grouped with the defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, they've had a busy couple of days in the news again today with the J-Dub contract extension. Minnesota, Phoenix, and Utah.
Oh, yeah, we going, bro. We going. We back.
Going where?
We going to the NBA Cup. What is it? It's not the playoffs. It's the tournament, the bracket.
We're going to Vegas.
The bracket round.
Saying.
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But we will be going to the bracket
play. You got
a home
game first, right? Is that how it works?
Well,
I don't know about that. Okay.
We'll just be in bracket
play. So basically, you got them going like 2-2 or something.
We'll be in bracket play. Because OKC probably going to win the group. So I think the winners of the groups have the home game.
That's right.
But maybe that's the only team we lose to.
Is OKC.
3-1. Yeah, we go 3-1 in that.
Okay.
We're going to get Utah. We're going to get Phoenix.
I sure hope so.
We're going to get them too. It's going to come down to the Minnesota game. If we can get the Minnesota game, and matter of fact, when we play Utah, we need to beat them by about 35.
That's right. That's right.
We got to get that. Don't stop scoring.
Yeah.
Keep going. Get the cherry picks and layups.
Two games, I think they were running the score up on the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Billy Donovan?
Oh, Billy Donovan was mad? Was it Bulls Celtics?
Yeah, it was one of them, yeah. I think, yeah.
Joe's like, man, that's what we're supposed to do.
They had a meeting at half court in the middle of the game.
Yeah, right.
And Billy was like, why? What are you doing? Poor Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan, nothing. Didn't he get a contract extension?
Hey, you're right.
AC's Knicks got him back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Knicks were in hot pursuit of Billy Donovan.
Dude, if the Knicks talked to one of us, we would have got a contract extension.
Vice President,
Athletics and Entertainment. By the way, I got it figured out. Shout out to Scott and his daughter. They sent instructions. It's pretty easily.
Thank you.
Just hit the little universal settings gear.
Uh-huh.
And then you see where it says see all settings.
Hold on, I'm getting there right now. Okay.
Okay, click that.
Oh, that's not what I was looking at. Okay.
And then scroll all the way down, and the signature is right near the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And I've added Vice President / Athletics and Entertainment.
You gotta love it. All right, yeah, I'm be adding mine as well. There it is. Can I get pictures on here too? Like, cause you know I need logos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Right now it's just host for ESPN 1320, co-host of DKC.
Huh.
Boring.
Now VP Athletics and entertainment.
Boring.
So here's a story that I am extremely confused by. Devin Booker signed a contract extension with Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the confusing part. The confusing part is, I guess it just happened. I thought this happened like a week ago.
I did too.
Like,
I thought it was like Monday or like over the weekend.
Like, it happened. It was written in, like, what was it, the AZ Republic? Like, mm-hmm. as if it wasn't written as if it was coming up. It was written as if it had happened. And it was like, well, those damn books that they were balancing over the weekend, they thought it was going to be 150, but it turned out to be, I think, 145.
Mm-hmm.
over 2 years. So he's not starving.
145 over 2 years.
He's going to be okay. But yeah, I thought that contract had already been signed, but I guess not.
Well,
it is now.
Well, look, he lost $5 million due to the.
Well, he did. Balancing the books. Devin Booker and Steph Curry lost $5 million.
Does that make. No, he's not. Oh, it's SGA. That's right. I was about to say, does that make him the top earning player in the league? But SGA, well, I think, is number one today.
Today?
Yeah.
I think Steph Curry is today.
No, I saw. Well, maybe they're factoring in the contract, even though it hasn't started yet. But I saw something yesterday where it was the highest paid players in each league, and SGA was on that at like 70-something. But also the contract hadn't gone into play, so maybe that plays a role into.
Okay, so yeah, they're factoring in his new contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
He is at $71.3 million.
Mm.
Second, is Joel Embiid at $64.3 million.
Mm, mm, mm.
Jason Tatum will be rehabbing comfortably at $62.8 million.
Hey, SGA went well above these boys.
Now, wait a minute. No,
You said Tatum is 68?
Yeah, I think that was 62.
Oh, yeah, yeah. SGA well above these boys.
62.
Because they made 64.
Well,
right?
I'm not clear how they got to that math, because next season, Steph Curry is set to earn $59.6 million. That's the highest in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is second at $57.6 million. Giannis, 57. Joe, 55. Shea, in terms of earnings next year, is 38.3.
Did they, with that, did they go maybe AAV?
Average annual value over
the life of the tour.
Yeah, because, yeah, it must be because, or the remaining years, because AD is due.
They added what they're all, the contract they're already on, probably too. To the
sure, AAV. Sure. That doesn't check out either. There's no way Shea's earning 71 annually. Maybe they just determined. What did I say Joe's number was?
64,
do you remember?
I thought you said 64.
So Joe's going to earn 64 in 27-28. Let me see. Did I read the AI response? Hang out. Yep. I read the AI response. AI is idiotic. let's look at this. Steph is going to earn 62 next year.
Uh-huh.
Joel Embiid is going to earn 55 this year. His contract is going to end at 28-29 at $69 million.
Joe's extension hadn't even started yet?
No, Joe's extension is because he signed the two-year thing, right? His extension started.
Damn,
I think
bro.
His extension starts when Shea starts.
Oh, my God.
In 27-28, because he didn't he wow. sign the two-year extension in the third year?
Yeah.
That's what Shea just did. He's finishing out his measly 55 and 59, and then in 27-28 will be 64 and then $69 million. Man, it's a good thing he signed that, boy, because
oh my goodness,
he would have lost 130 some odd million dollars had he not. And let's be clear, this is all cute, but if Steph Curry decides he wants to be the richest player in NBA history, he will be.
When's his contract up?
Next year. Oh, yeah. $62.5 million.
So he's next.
If he wants to be. You know, because obviously 37 mm-hmm. after next season mm-hmm. or 38?
37 after next season, I think.
I don't know how many more years he'll sign. I don't know if he'll do the LeBron 1-1 every year. I don't know if he'll sign two. Nah, man, he'll be 30. He's 37 now. Mm. He'll be March. So he'll be 38 during next season.
Wow.
Or this upcoming season. 39, that $62 million year. So he might just sign 1-2 yeah. years for... He might sign the Devin Booker joint. It'll just be more than Devin Booker.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.